So let's get to the book of Galatians. I think we are already on the path. Galatians chapter 4. You see, as I said before, what we are looking into is the structures of the processes. Huh? Let me make it simple for you to understand. Structures are, remember I said structures of what? The processes. These are structures, but they are specifically structures that are found within a vicinity. What is that vicinity? Process. So, if it's true that some people are in the processes, there are certain structures that they are supposed to interface with. One. Two is that those structures are supposed to be built into them. So these structures are the structures of the processes. We interface with them. And some of them are built into us. And some of them we use them to restructure the coming seasons. Like we spoke about prophesying. We spoke about what else did we speak about? Huh? No, leave this one. The one we taught. There are first three then. Deliverance, character, prophesying. There is okay. We spoke about visions, and I made us to understand that when we talk about visions, we are not really talking about the vision you had for the year. Glory to God. Paul was talking to Agrippa. He said that the vision I had was what? A heavenly vision. Because a day will come when Satan and darkness, altars in your father's house, even men, when you enter the marketplace to do business, it is there that you find out that there are men that also came with their own altars. Huh? When Goliath was fighting David, are you with me? Do you know that Goliath is far larger than David? But when the time of warfare came, he said, I curse you with our own altars. So as large as Goliath is when he was coming to warfare, he's not coming based on his own strength. He's coming based on what? The powers of altars that are backing him. It's only you that is going to war without altars. Even Goliath, as large as you think Goliath is, he's coming with altars. I read some things and I found out that these Chinese and Korean companies, they have altars, Hindu altars and Buddhist altars backing them up. Every of them have these shrines in front of their headquarters. As large as they are, you think they will depend on technology only? No, you lied. They depend on altars. So that even when Goliath saw David, and it was a contention of strength, normally Goliath should crush David. Is it not true? But he said, I curse you with my altars. That's when David knew that this contest and battle has been taken from the realm of the physical, the realm of intellect, to the realm of the spiritual. Are you with me now? I'm not saying that there are no warfares in the realm of intellect and the soul, but a time will come when these men will take this warfare from the realm of intellectual capacity to the realm of the spirit. On those days, the men that will survive are men that have their life littered with altars. So you begin to release words, powerful words. Because are you with me? And those words are powerful in those days because they have altars backing it up. So we began to speak and release commands as it pertains to the contention that we found in the marketplace based on the altars that we have. In those days, our eloquence will not speak. Eh? Our skill in understanding the dynamics of the marketplace is not what we speak on that day. What we speak is the power of our altar. The sacrifices that we have left commit, they are alive and they are speaking.
Are you getting the point now?
Even Huawei and all those things you think, they have altars and they are Goliath. What of you that is David, that is small?
By physical look, you are small.
You'll be a fool not to engage your own altar.
And we have not come to that, but that is in a different context. These are the structures of the processes. Let's look at capacity today. Let's see in the next few minutes. One of the structures you interact and interface with in the processes is capacity.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's what? As long as he's a child. Differeth not from the servant. You don't know the enormity of this statement. When I read this text, I now know that most of the things we are saying, we are making empty statements. That most of the things that we desire in God is as a result of capacity and growth. Are you with me now? Some of the things you are trying to manifest, and are you with me? There are things you are trying to manifest, prophesy, you know, speak, claim, name, and no, those things are simply consequences of stature and growth.
Are you with me now? Once you grow, these beers you have, did you pray for them? Is growth.
In fact, there are certain dimensions of the anointing that is not prayer point. They are results of growth. There are many things littered on your path of spiritual progress that is not as a result of prayer point. It is as a result of engaging things that will enlarge your capacity. Once you have gained the capacity in the spirit, those things naturally navigate towards you. Are you with me now? There are certain capacities you don't have. There are certain people that cannot sit under your ministration, as you are now. So no matter how much you pray, oh God, give me nations, give me nations. I hear people say, God, give me 1 million souls. You are joking. You see people like Daniel Kolenda. You say, in the next 2 years, why are you lying now? If 1 million people, if 100,000 people gather in that stadium, what will you give them? I'm not saying it is not on the pipeline, but the scripture says, as long as the heir remaineth a child, that's the challenge. What's the challenge? The challenge is that as long as he's not, are you with me? Somebody asked me, is it 2 years that it takes? Is it 3 years? No, it's not. It doesn't take years. It takes capacity. What did I say? So he said, as long as if you can live your own for 10 years, you can live your own for 10 months. As long as what? You remain a child. I have seen pastors that pastored for 7 years, their children, and as long as they remain a child, the paraphernalias that should be theirs as a result of them being a heir to a certain ordinations in the spirit will never manifest in their life. Why? Not because God has not put it in their ordination, but because capacity have limited them. On the day that they should become teachers, on the day that they should become lords, on the day that they should mount thrones of government, on that day they were children. And as long as they are children, they differ not So there are many things that happen to unbelievers that happen to you. Why? Why? Because you are a child. As long as you remain a child, many of the things that affect the people in your family, affect the people in your campus, affect the people in your society, your territory, your everywhere you find yourself, will continue to affect you. You will not differ from a servant because of capacity. So what makes a child differ from a servant? Look at what this man said. He said, but he's under what? Say tutors.
Yes.
And what? Governors. Until the time appointed of the father. What is this time? Open your Esau. Check that time. I want to show you something. Huh? Kairos. Is it Kairos they wrote? No, check. Is it Kairos or Kronos? Huh? Michael Sammy Kebesh. Who has strongs? Protest. No. Try. Anyway, there is a time that is appointed by the Father. So, when is the time appointed by the Father? It's simple. The time of maturity. Time when you have gained the capacity. Capacity for the anointing, capacity for finance, capacity for supernatural, capacity for anything, capacity for crowd, capacity for fame. So some people want to be preaching everywhere and people are hailing you. They will be honoring you as the man of God. You say, I know I'll be humble. Oh, God, you don't know yourself. The day I knew that this thing is a serious matter, eh? You don't know what you can do. Eh? You don't know what you can do until professors are dragging your jacket. I went to Kaduna and professors are dragging my jacket. Oh God, the thing felt sweet. Oh. If somebody tells you it's not sweet, that person has lied. Whoever it is, it feels sweet. And then you now, if it's somebody that have trained his soul, you will now start putting yourself in check. If it's somebody that have not trained his soul, you will be loose and accept it. But whether it's sweet, it's sweet. There are places you go, if you see honor like this, somebody will say, man of God, if you just touch this handkerchief, it's over. See, which kind of faith is this? I went to a meeting, they are bringing handkerchief for me to bless. And miracles are happening. I said, what is this? I said, this is where we are looking. Kai, glory. No. As soon as I see that thing, an alarm will go off. I'll start warning myself. But it's sweet. Oh. If you see the response, I mean, people will tell you they listen to your message and they have not remained the same throughout. Now we say, no. There is a place we reach, it's not anything. I used to see it. There were days there. To get invitation to preach is wahala. So any invitation I get like this, oh my God, it will be like, we'll be preparing for a meeting that is coming in next 3 months. We'll be preparing for it now. When we reach there, only 3 or 4 people will fall under power. I will come back and say, God moved. What? God moved. His capacity. His capacity. When we started growing, I went for a prayer meeting in Lagos. I went for prayer. When we finished praying, somebody that is struggling with his prayer, I hugged the guy. He went and prayed for 10 hours. He couldn't stop praying for 10 hours. This is not happening when 10 hours is happening about 2-3 years ago in Lagos. So when we finished the 2 days prayers, prayed 6 hours, 7 hours in the night, 7 hours during the day. Tomorrow morning, that is Sunday, the pastor now called me to minister to the people. Meanwhile, when I finished my program, I was fasting during my program. When I finished, I now ate. The night, 8 in the morning, you see this rice and stew with chicken, glory to God. And the chicken was fried. I like fried chicken. I finished eating it. I said, let me rest for some time and join them in service. The pastor entered and said, sir, we would like you to minister to us this morning. I said, what? I just finished eating. I'm not fasting. Because then, to minister without fasting is to put myself in jeopardy. Nothing will happen. Hi. I entered the church. I wore my suit. I knelt down. I told God, it's me and you that is in trouble. It's not only me. It's me and you. I said, please help me. I ate this morning. I cannot vomit the food. Help me. As soon as I'm praying, I just felt a cold hand on my head. Hi. I know that hand. I smiled. I stood up. Hi. I said, this is an organized church. If you see AC, everything packaged in Lagos. The Holy Ghost came down. When he came down, the church was scattered. The move of the Spirit was so strong that pastor dismissed church and said, if you want to go, go, because the time to close church is 11 and it's 11:30 now, so that I won't stop you. Open the door, nobody left. Do you know why people look at time? Nothing is happening. When you bring God down to men, they might not explain everything that is happening. They will know, still know that God is there. And they will stay. I shook this person's hand. Boom! Shook. I said, this lady, there is a healing anointing in your hand. There's a healing anointing. There's a healing anointing. The hand started shaking. Started shaking. I said, my God is here. Oh, but even the father and elderly men and women, pastors that have pastored for years, they lined up for prayer. I said, glory. This is a guy that cannot minister if he did not fast for 3 days. Now, I ate rice and stew with chicken.
I came for ministration. That means that something has shifted.
Is it not true? His capacity. That thing is on my part.
Eh?
But the reason why it didn't come before was because it's a consequence of growth. As a matter of fact, the days I was expecting it, sometimes I'll be fasting for 300 days. It didn't come. That's why people give up easily. When they don't understand these dynamics, that some of the things we think we should come now, should come this year, is a product of capacity and growth. Are you with me? If you continue on that path, it will surely come. Don't give up. Continue building. It will come. What did I say? Don't give up. What did I say? Don't give up. Because if you give up, nothing will change. You will still be a servant. No, you are not a servant. You are an heir. But because you have refused to grow in capacity, what will happen is that the possibilities of the servant will become your possibilities. So there is only one way for a son to turn his possibilities from that of a servant to that of what he or she is. So you come and say, I'm a son. That's rubbish. There is only one thing that makes you into a son, is capacity, maturity. Are you with me now? Now, so there are two dimensions in sonship. Sonship is an ordination in God, a factor of your nature and who you are. But there is a sonship that is as a result of capacity and responsibility. That one, you give yourself to it. And it is as you grow that the elements and authority that comes from that office, from that ordination, will begin to come out. And then after some time, the things that accrue to you, the things that happens as a result of your command, will be strange. Not because you forced it, but because you what? Grew. The scripture said that the child Jesus grew what? In stature. And in favor with men and with God. So many things wouldn't have been possible even to Jesus. And remember, this book of Ephesians chapter 4, or rather Galatians chapter 4, is talking about Jesus actually. Even though he's talking about you, he's also talking about what? Jesus. That means that as long as Jesus remains a child, he will be under tutors until the day of his maturity. The scripture says that there is such a time as the day of maturity when you will be shown unto Israel. Eh? On that day, no matter what Satan do, you cannot be hidden. All you need is to give that man one chance. Give him one chance. If you give him one chance, you will never deny the grace of God that is upon his life. Men might not like your face. They might not like your audacity. They might not like your confidence. But they will not deny that you pass through process. Eh? That this man is an embodiment of dealings. That a man cannot speak like this unless he encountered some realities in God. That this is as a result of growth and process. A man that have allowed himself to grow and matured into places in God where he can handle things. Navigating the path of the Spirit and become a master in the things of God. These are the men that we look for. Men that have gained mastery. Men that have matured, they can handle spiritual things. They can handle heavy matters. And it's not as a result of years. It's as a result of what? Growth, capacity. He said, as long as the heir remains what? A child. Now, we cannot remove growth. We cannot dissociate growth from time. Eh? But growth is a function of time as in the context of the investment that was made in time. What did I say? Growth is a function of time in the context of the investment that is made what? In time. So, if you stayed 5 years without making investment, the 5 years does not translate to growth, does not translate to the authority that should be yours in 5 years. What gives the result that we seek is the investment that was now made in those 5 years. Are you with me now? In other words, you can decide to take 10 years and another man will decide to take 10 months. That's why we come here and groan and cry and sigh. Kando, kakakakush! When you groan in the spirit, one of the things that happens to the man that grows in the spirit is that you compress time. What did I say? You compress time. So some stuff that would have taken you 10 months, 3 years to achieve, but when you've grown in the spirit, the capacity of the spirit to work out the dimensions of God in your soul will be increased. And because when you grow, there is seem as if the hand of the spirit squeezes your soul into one bowl, and then his hand can reach every part in one moment. Are you with me? There is something about the man that grows in prayer. The hand of the spirit can reach many dimensions of your soul in one moment. You see, there are certain dimensions of the ministry of the spirit that he can only touch you at one thing per moment. But the man that groans in the spirit exposes the diverse dimensions of his soul to the Holy Ghost. What happens is that the spirit can touch those dimensions at one moment. His hand is upon you. And then by one squeeze, he can touch lust. By one squeeze, he can touch pride. By one squeeze, he can touch ego, arrogance. He can touch greed in one squeeze of the Holy Ghost. In one squeeze of the Holy Ghost, he can touch all the lust that is in your soul. He can squeeze them out. The reason is because you gave yourself to groanings. And by giving yourself to groanings, you have exposed your soul to a dimension of the oppression of the Holy Ghost where he can touch all the elements of your soul in one moment. That's why we groan in the spirit. The scripture says that we travel yet in birth till the formations of Christ is fully formed in us. Are you with me now? The things we seek in God, most of them are consequences of growth. And that is why in the process season, these things are factored into us. We interface and interact with them. So much so that by the time we are coming out, we will become like men like David. They thought he's a shepherd boy, but by the time he's coming out, the hand of God was upon him. He was in the wilderness tending sheep, and then the anointing of the Holy Ghost came to him. The prophet came to that wilderness and anointed him. He said, God said, I have found a man after my heart. Those were the seasons of the wilderness, the seasons of process. Those were the times that God saw that a man is being matured. We are looking for a king and we put him in process. And after some years he matured, we saw that he's not a shepherd boy, he's a prophet. After some time, we saw that he was not a shepherd boy, that he was a king. After some time, we saw he was not a shepherd boy, he's what? A priest. The one that understands the place of how to generate incense by worship and by prayers, by sacrifice, by obedience and by submission. This man understands the part of the spirit so much so that he began to see in generations that have never come. He said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. This is talking about an age to come. What type of man is he? There is nothing Satan is as afraid as is you growing. He knows that when you gain the capacity, many of the things you are praying for, many of the deliverance you are seeking for, many of the deliverance your parents are going for, from one quack house to another, is a product of growth, my friend. When you grow, those yokes fall off. You can't stay there. As long as you decide to be a man that have not submitted himself to the growth process of the spirit, to the capacity building process of the spirit, you will be a servant. And the thing that accrues to you as a son and as an heir, these are the things that are factored into your ordination that is supposed to be yours. The territory you are supposed to command, the territory of your family, the territory of your campus, your business places, you will not be able to. In fact, God loves you so much that he will not expose you, because to expose you is to kill him. He will keep you until you have gained capacity. Some of the altars in your family, the reason why they have not fallen is because a man of stature have not arisen. A man of capacity have not. If he exposes you to those altars, they will squash you. As much as Moses was anointed, when they told him they will report him to Pharaoh, he ran away, because he knows that as anointed as he is, he cannot contend with the the shrines and gods of Egypt. He went into a process, and when he grew in capacity, by the time he was coming back, God gave him a rod. The rod of the spirit is a sign and signature of the fact that you have ascended the throne. And remember, the scripture says, as long as the hair remains a toddler, a child, he cannot ascend the throne. Even though he's an heir, he will remain down. And the scepter of rulership will never be handed over to him. He will not be able to control the things in his territory, in his family. Devil will be having a field day because men have refused to grow. They have decided to be babes, to be fed milk. We are no more interested in the milk. We are interested in meat that can make men. There are meat for men, my friends. There are meat for men. Our lands have lied fallow for too long, waiting for men that will arise, so that God will ride on their wings and begin to wrought deliverance. The seasons when righteousness will reign in our territory, the move of the Holy Ghost, the revival of the Spirit, sweeping with it all the debauchery, darkness, all the tokens and the curses that have lingered in our family for years. They say people don't marry early in your families because of growth. There is a place in God that you will enter into. Those chains will fall off. It's capacity, my friend. Say people in your family, this one happened. It's capacity. It's capacity. The scripture says that there is a place you will grow in the anointing. The yokes will fall off. Eh? There are chains that cannot stay on a man that have grown large. It will break on its own. And deliverance that comes as a result of capacity and growth will never, Satan cannot bind you again. Because you did not receive external help. The stuff that happened to you happened on account of growth. So if Satan tries to put it back on you, he cannot latch. Where will he enter? You have grown so fat and large in the spirit. Hey! Kosh Kamahali Akodas. I seek for a man. Not a child. I seek for a man. It's not just that I seek for a man. I seek for a certain kind of man. Yes. Lift up your voice in the next 2 minutes as we close. Ask God to make you that certain kind of man that will mount the throne of rulership. There is a certain kind of man that this territory looks for. The sphere of influence that God called you into, he will not expose you yet, because there is a certain kind of man that is looking for. The man of stature, the man of capacity, the man endued with the requisite grace, the requisite unction, the requisite anointing, the requisite power, the requisite wisdom, the requisite equipments of the Spirit. The man that have treaded the paths of the Spirit, the ancient paths, and is now wise. He is wise, not because of his physical age, but because of his interaction with the dimensions of life. Age is not measured in years. Age is measured in life. How much of the light of the God's revelation have you interfaced with? That you have become aged in the Spirit. Elihu said, I've allowed old age to speak, but today, no more will we allow old age, wasting years and not growing in God. No, we will give ourselves to growth. We will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word until Jesus enlarges in our soul. Oh my God, can somebody pray? Put your hands up on my life, oh God, until I become that certain kind of man, the man of stature, the man of capacity. Kayando Kaskobarada Habadante. I come rata Mande Combrada Balantaya Rababandele Kora Sagimbo Sagimbo. You are not praying. Shobos Abrande Katanda Brada Balata Mande Combrada Bantelia Rabada Babanade Rabakam
Lembre tomanta camrada. Zebre debedente lembro. Zebre debedente. Zebre debedente. Rabada barada baba hatai. Rabakamra tabanta braka bodash. Irabada baba nadadia. Manda braka bata badanta. Rabada baba nada. Zabre debedente camrada. Mananda baba balada. The things we seek in God are just byproduct of growth, byproduct of capacity, capacity in God, capacity in the Spirit, capacity to carry the anointing, capacity to carry finances, capacity to disciple nations, capacity to rule. Oh God.